This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Syria's ambassador to Washington pays a rare visit to the State Department today. Even though the U.S. government says Syria sponsors terrorist groups, a State Department spokeswoman says the Obama administration, quote, wants to explore areas of potential progress in relations. So does Democratic Senator John Kerry. On his trip to the Middle East last week, he stopped in Damascus and met with Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. Senator Kerry says Syria could help the U.S. in Iraq, plus it has influence on Hamas, the radical Palestinian faction that controls the Gaza Strip and has been battling Israel. The U.S. doesn't recognize Hamas. Do you foresee any possibility of using Syria as a mediator?
I believe that mediate is probably the wrong word, but I am convinced that Syria has an ability to have an impact on Hamas. Khalid Mishal, the leader of Hamas, is sitting in Damascus. The center and headquarters is in Damascus. So I think that there are ways, together with Egyptians, Saudis, Qataris, others, that we could be able to try to leverage a different behavior. Obviously, we're not dealing with Hamas directly, nor do we intend to.
You viewed the destruction that Israeli forces caused in Gaza. Did you discuss the reconstruction of Gaza with Israeli officials? First
Absolutely.
Of all, to make sure Israel would allow supplies in.
Yes, I did discuss the reconstruction of Gaza with Israeli officials. And Israel understands the need to try to improve life for the Palestinians, both in Gaza as well as in the West Bank. The structure of the delivery of the aid is going to have to be set up in a way that does not empower Hamas, that doesn't reward them for their behavior.
Although Israel has argued that nearly all aid can be of help to Hamas. And for instance, they won't allow in steel, which would be vital for
there have been limits.
Serious reconstruction.
That is correct. But if you do this correctly, you can help to turn it into a transformation of this process and even kickstart some of the peace process itself as a result.
I want to turn to another subject, Pakistan. You've issued a report with the Atlantic Council, a nonpartisan think tank, which urges more U.S. aid to Pakistan. The U.S. has already given more than $12 billion to Pakistan in recent years, most of that for military use by Pakistan. What kind of aid should the U.S. be giving? What kind of strings should be attached to that aid?
Well, we're going to transform the aid package that we're delivering to Pakistan. There is no military solution to what is happening in either Pakistan or Afghanistan. The real solution is going to be to help deliver real services and change and improvement in the quality of life for people, for citizens. In Pakistan, which I believe is the real center of our struggle against the religious extremism and violence that we've witnessed these last years, a place that actually has nuclear weapons today, if we can do that, we can significantly reduce the long-term threat and cost to the United States.
Though you do call in this report for $1 billion in new funds for the Pakistani security forces, given concerns that possibly Pakistani's intelligence organizations and some of its military are sympathetic to the Islamist militants, how do you make sure that any new funds going towards security go where they're supposed to go?
Because we're going to be very directly involved in the oversight and accountability, which did not occur in the previous years.
Although Pakistan has resisted that sort of oversight, a sort of proud, we have our army, we know
well,
what we're
do,
doing
and,
stance.
I understand there's been some resistance. There are also changes. We have a new general in charge of the security service. I met with him yesterday. I'm going to be meeting with him again today. So this is not some goo-goo, do-gooder policy. This is in our interest to try to empower moderate secular governments to be able to take control of areas which for too long have been ceded to the bad guys.
Senator Kerry, thanks very much.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
That's John Kerry, who chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He spoke to us from his office on Capitol Hill.